By default, standard and formatting toolbars appear at the top. So we've seen this before. We've got two toolbars up here and they're laid out, one on the left and one on the right. Let's say we use certain features a little more frequently than others. Well, we may want a corresponding toolbar to appear on our screen. We can display more, move them, and hide them, so we have quite a few options available when it comes to toolbars. So let's take a look at some of the other toolbars that we may want to use. There's different ways to do this. We can go up to the View menu, and from the View menu we can select Toolbars, and you can see there's quite a few to choose from. The two that do appear by default are the standard and formatting toolbars, and you'll notice they have check marks next to them. If the drawing toolbar is one that I like to use quite often, I can try to find that on my list. And picture, sounds like drawing, I give it a click. And now I've got my picture toolbar here, floating over here on the right-hand side of my screen. We call it a floating toolbar when it's not docked somewhere on our screens, such as the formatting toolbar just above it, or the standard toolbar on the left. So you'll notice I can go right into its little title bar here and move it around. If I want that to be docked up there with my other toolbars, I simply move it up near the top and you'll see it snap into position. When I let go, my picture toolbar is now docked. If I no longer want it docked, I can go over here to the left-hand side. The four-pointed arrow appears. I can click, drag back down into my document, and release. And now my picture toolbar is floating again. When I'm done with it, I can simply go to the right-hand side of the toolbar and click the X to close it. Now, some toolbars don't display all their buttons at once. Now, if you followed along in lesson one, you notice that when we go to the right-hand side of a toolbar, such as our standard toolbar here, we've got a number of other options that are not appearing by default over here at the top of our screen. So what we can do is simply go down here to click them. For example, I've got the Insert Table button, I've got the Tables and Borders button, and I've got my Spelling and Grammar. Now, the moment I select one of these, I obviously run that function. Looks like all my spelling's okay in this blank document. But what's going to happen quite often as you select buttons from this drop-down is they now appear on the standard toolbar when they didn't before. So don't get confused when your buttons start moving around on you on your toolbars. Word has this way of figuring out which ones you use most often and chooses to display them across here. The other thing that can happen is we can create toolbars out of menu items, and we call these tear-off menus. So I'm going to come up here to my Edit menu, and I'm going to move down to this little button at the bottom, which all of a sudden expands my pull-down menu to display more options. You'll notice that Clear has some other options, and we call these submenus. Now, these are not necessarily menus that we can tear off, but it's important to know that any item on a menu bar that has this little black arrow does have a submenu. Let's move up to the Format menu. And you'll notice that we have a couple of those submenus appearing here, such as Background and Frames. So sometimes you're going to get more than one option under a menu heading. So don't forget about submenus. Let's go over now to our Insert menu. And you'll notice that AutoText does have one of those little black triangles indicating that there's a submenu. But this submenu looks a little bit different. Look at the top of this submenu. We've got this little bar that says drag to make this menu float. This is interesting because when I click, hold down my mouse button and drag it into my document, what I've done is I've created a toolbar out of a menu item. And this is called our tear-off menus. Now these menu bars or toolbars also work the same way as the rest of our toolbars. I've got buttons for creating, in this case, auto text. I've got a pull down for all the different kinds of entries I can work with. And like any other toolbar that's floating, I've got an X in the top right corner that I can click to close it.